The eighth day. God drew up a syringe of fire, flicked it with a fingernail, and pressed it into an angel's taut skin. The angel flinched and made a sound like night parting around a blade of light, like all the stars doused at once. The sun, a tarnished copper coin, tore through the gauze sky. A hiss of steam rose where it plunged into the sea. God withdrew the needle and pressed his thumb against the puncture. "Let there be no crying," he said. A thin sneer of moon rose to look, but went away, disappointed by the lack of blood. Night stretched its arms, a black velvet mold spreading across the sky. The stars were a scatter of buckshot. The angel turned away from God, who had already turned back to his tray of instruments, already forgotten the angel was there.